Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome
let's
fly to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. If
you can. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a delight to have you with me. We're having some celebrations. We are celebrating the first anniversary of my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, and the beginning of our second season. You can go to BizTV.com, where you'll find you can watch the last show until the next show comes out. And that's with compliments of BizTV. If you'd like to see the BVOD, B-V-O-D for BizTV, Video on Demand, you'll need to subscribe, and there is a small fee to do that. They often provide a kind of grace period, introductory, complimentary, give it a try offer. See if that's going on when you get there at BizTV.com. Then you can see the older shows. You can also go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com. Click on Travel TV. And when you get there, click on the word video, because otherwise only a few of the last shows will load up on the page. But if you click on video, it'll load up every episode that we've posted there. The ones posted there are posted commercial free. And I think you'll really enjoy watching episode 19, Florida's Fab Five. It's five hotels in Southeast Florida that I like very much and I think you'll enjoy knowing about. And at the end of that show, there is a retrospective of year one, season one, of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, but we've segregated that out. It's a 16-minute piece if you want to just kind of get an overview of the shows from the first year we were on. It's amazing that a year has flown by. I have a lot of little stuff on my mind today I want to share with you, and then we're going to be talking with some really exciting people today, so we're going to do all that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
So I came to the studio, my broadcast studio, the other day, and we're located in a shopping arcade that wraps around a hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And we pulled into a parking spot, and there was a guy next to us. And as we pulled in, I noticed two things. One, his car was in reverse because those white backup lights were on. And he was sitting in the car texting. And when I would get out of the car, I would need to walk around the back of his car in order to reach the sidewalk. So I tapped on his window with a smile on my face and said, "Excuse me, I don't know if you're aware, but you're in reverse." And he said, "Yeah, so I got my foot on the brake." I said, "Yeah, well, the thing is, I need to walk behind your car now, and I'm just a little concerned about what could happen if your foot slid off of the brake." So rather than find out, I thought I'd just let you know. To which he said, "Yeah, and I'm also parked in a handicap space without a handicap sign hanging down. You want to report that too?" And I said, "You know, I don't really care. I just don't want to get run over when I walk behind you. And by the way, you have Virginia license plates. You must be a northerner. There's no gentleman in Virginia that would react that way." And I can't tell you what he said from then on. All I wanted to do was get past the back of his car before he ran me down. What's wrong with us? Can I tell you, I replayed that whole scenario in my head as I walked from the parking lot to my studio. And what I thought was, had I been in Ireland and the same story happened, and I tapped on somebody's window, what I would have heard from the driver, male or female, would have been, oh my gosh, you're right. Let's make sure we don't run you down. That would be a terrible start to our day, wouldn't it? What's wrong with us that we defend the indefensible? And when you go somewhere and you identify yourself as an American, or in this case, a Virginian, you kind of have a responsibility to be a goodwill ambassador for the destination you represent, because regrettably, people make sweeping generalizations in their mind about those folks, when this fellow was in no way representative of the folks I know in Virginia. Mister, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You were in reverse texting. Your mind was not on anything related to that car. And sliding your foot off the brake was a very real possibility, at least in my mind. A simple, not to worry. I'll slide it into park now if it makes you feel better. But no, we have to defend the indefensible. What's wrong with us? We have met the enemy, and it is us. Lighten up, people. Had I had the time, or had I thought about it, I would have asked him if he'd like to take a couple of weeks off, because I'd like to send him to Ireland and maybe he'd get a dose of humanity. It's a very different story. I was in the supermarket, something I have far too little time to ever do. I used to really love going to supermarkets. And now I'm such time pressure that I can't even enjoy the experience, regrettably. Because I'm always thinking what I ought to be doing instead. But have you ever come down a supermarket aisle anywhere in the world, and there's somebody coming the other way who's dead set in the middle, which means there's no possibility of your passing them because they are hogging the aisle? No pun intended for the pork department. Sometimes somebody just has their wagon parked right in the middle and they're taking stuff off the shelf, or they're looking at some things and reading ingredients, which I greatly applaud. I will tell you, I've had the leisure time in Ireland to be in markets. If you're traveling in Ireland, try Super Value. They're wonderful, bigger than a convenience store, smaller than a supermarket, easy to get through, pick what you need. Generally in there shopping for things like fruit and snacks for the car. Which reminds me of my Pringles story that I got to tell you. And if you come across somebody who's in the middle of the aisle, focused on anything but where their wagon is, in Ireland, you say, excuse me, I wonder if I could just pass. You're going to get a great big apology from that person. You see? And even my assistant, Erin Go Woof, who's proving that she can woof here in the studio as somebody has the nerve to walk by the windows. Thank you, Erin. We appreciate your input. Erin's a English Springer Spaniel, but in Ireland you would just say she's a Springer Spaniel. But if you ask somebody if they wouldn't mind just moving a tad so you can scoot by with your wagon, you'll get, oh, so sorry, beg your pardon, let me move, whatever. And my experience, which is predominantly in the Northeast, so maybe it's a Northeast situation, I'll hear, I'll get to it in a minute. Hold your horses. Oh, you can get by. Or some annoyed look at the request. I'm wondering if somewhere in the vitamin aisle there's a bottle for niceness pills. Now there's a product. Travel around the world. Go to a supermarket. Park your car somewhere. You'll see a whole different story. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have to tell you about Pringles. And I have to tell you about parking your car in the north, the northeast, as opposed to parking your car in Dallas, Texas, or anywhere in Texas. Right after these important messages, don't leave
them. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little ash wrapper was right behind.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I promised to tell you about travel and Pringles. You know, I love Pringles. I mean, it's just, I love them as a snack. And when we travel places, I like the fact, you ever open one of those cellophane bags in your car while you're traveling? And it rips more than you want it to, and before you know it, the stuffings, whatever's inside, is coming out all over the place. Or you have a little bit of it, whether it's something like trail mix or potato chips or I don't know what. And there's just no way to seal this thing back up. So when you roll it down, it's just a ripped mess. And So one of the things you want to do, especially if you're traveling with children, have a big shopping bag. And in that shopping bag, put in half a dozen small plastic bags that zip closed, that are like sandwich size or 1 quart size, and then some big ones. So when you have something that you open and you can't seal it back up so that you don't get it all over the car and every place but your mouth, you might want to just dump them in that thing, the little plastic bag, close the bag up, zip it up, and throw away that now pretty much destroyed exterior. But Pringles comes in this nice can with a lid. And as long as you remember to put the lid on, it's self-contained, and that makes things wonderful. And so we were in Ireland, and I have many times bought Pringles in their various kinds and flavors in addition to the original in Spar stores, S-P-A-R, or Super Value. They're kind of really good convenience stores, and Super Value is, I guess it's at the point where you consider it a small supermarket. There's some really big supermarkets that are like the size of a Walmart. You know, they're just huge. Some of them are a little strange because you go in and it's whatever they have today. You're not going to find the aisle with what it is you're looking for. You're going to buy what's on the shelf. They're kind of strange stores. But anyway, so we went, we stopped. And, you know, convenient kind of place. My husband's getting gas for the car, petrol. I'm going in to pick out snacks for the car. And I pick up a can of Pringles. And I go out to the car, and we drive off after he pays for everything. And we're driving along, and I open the can of Pringles, and I eat the first one, and it tastes funny. Not only does it have a different flavor, it's not exactly what I expected, but it's thicker. It's like three Pringles in one thickness. And I, you know, I must have eaten halfway through this thing on a couple of dips into this box when I finally got this cylindrical thing. When I finally got disgusted enough to look at it more carefully. And you know what? It wasn't Pringles at all. It was some store brand or phony baloney brand that had some other name, but the writing on it was similar. I didn't really bother to read it. But the font, everything about it looked like it was Pringles. So I didn't really carefully look. I just sort of grabbed it, bought it, took the lid off, started munching, and put it away. And then hours later or the next day, munched some more and put it away. And I didn't eat that much because I didn't really like it. And I thought, what are they doing? Are they manufacturing them here and they're just not doing it right? What is wrong with these? And they weren't Pringles at all. So when you're traveling around, whether it's inside the United States, although I haven't seen this happen in the U.S., but it could. But outside the U.S., and you see brands you think are what you know it to be, check. Especially when you open it and everything you expect from the brand is not happening. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I think I'm going to have some real Pringles in the meantime. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I've got all kinds of craziness on my mind today. There's a TV commercial that's really been bothering me. Actually, there are two for the same company. I don't know really personally a thing about this company. I don't know how good their product is. From their commercials, they do a very good job of communicating that they provide a really good and valuable service for people who want to speak another language. And I think it's a really good idea if you're planning a trip to a place where your primary language is not the language of the country you're going to. If you can speak the language of the people or communicate your basic needs rather than having to resort to charades and drawing pictures. Although, you know, I mean, that's a really good thing. There are gizmos out there. They've been out for 20 years at least, that you say a word or you input on the keyboard of this palm sized thing, whatever it is you want to say, and you hit the button and it will translate it into one of 20 or more languages. So if you do a lot of traveling, and you know, if you're going to Europe and you're going to do one of those, I want to see 20 countries in 20 days routines, or longer, maybe you're going to go for 3 or 6 months or longer, it would be valuable to have a tool where you say the word, it talks back to you. One of the things I use just to check that my spelling was correct or my grammar was correct in a foreign language is Google Translate. Go to Google and in the search box put in Google Translate and it'll give you a choice. It gives you two squares or rectangles. The one on the on one side, you pick the language that you're going to input, and on the other half of this rectangle, you put the language that you want it to be. And there's a scroll down menu, and there's a ton of languages there. And there are languages like Yiddish and Irish and languages that don't use the alphabet that we use and that Western Europe uses, you know, Greek, Hebrew, Arabic. There's a button there I've never used. Somewhere in that Google Translate, you can click and you can hear it. So my guess is if you have internet connectivity while you're traveling, you may well be able to put on the side of this rectangle, you pick English and you put it, you keyboard in what it is you want, and then you've already picked that you want to translate it into whatever, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Norwegian, Swedish, whatever. And up on the screen will come what you just said in that language. So if you were with somebody, you could just point to it without having, the only thing you'd need is internet connectivity. You wouldn't need to buy into any service. But if you can speak some of a language, all of a language, it really gives you an opportunity to have experiences with people and places that you would otherwise not be able to do. I met a woman years ago. She was probably 26, 27 years old. She worked for Travel Impressions. For those of you in the travel industry, you know who I'm talking about. It's a wholesaler in the travel industry. And she became fluent bilingual in Spanish. And you know how she did it? She had cable TV. And she got herself hooked into the soap opera station. And she started watching the soap operas on the Spanish language station. And I don't know if there was the option for subtitles in English, which does exist. But that's how she learned Spanish. And she was really good. So I offer, you know, you that as an option for your travels. And I think that's a you know, very cool way of learning a language. When I'm traveling abroad, in Europe. I haven't found it yet. I'm sure it's here in the U.S. There is a Japanese soap opera that I got hooked on in Europe. It is so good. It was set in the 1800s in Japan, and I would watch it in Japanese with English subtitles. I can't tell you how much I love the soap. So good. So, you know, if I paid a little more attention, I'd wind up learning some words in Japanese, because every now and then people answer in one word answers. So when they say it and when you see it on the screen, you've got a chance to, you know, make yourself a little note. And now there's another word, you know. So there are these two TV commercials from this company that wants to sell you whatever it is you need to learn a language you'd like to learn that they provide. One of the commercials, the audio track goes something like this. Do you know why so many Europeans speak other languages? Okay, I'm going to answer that question for you, and then I'm going to tell you what this commercial says. The answer is that the countries of Europe are like the size of Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Delaware, Maryland. And if those states that I just mentioned each spoke its own unique language, anybody that lives near the borders of those states that crosses back and forth with some regularity and interfaces with people either coming across from Delaware into Maryland or from Connecticut into New York, if they were all speaking different languages, everybody in the Northeast would speak the language of all the neighboring states. As a matter of A, self-defense, you gotta communicate with people. You just learn. People marry people. People date people. You're running back and forth. And that's the reason they speak so many languages. You know, if you lived in a building, in an apartment building, where everybody spoke Portuguese, it wouldn't be long before you were speaking some Portuguese too. So I find it a little difficult to swallow the commercial that talks about the reason that Europeans speak so many languages is they bought this special program to learn how to speak those foreign languages, languages not of their mother tongue. Gee whiz. No. Mm-mm. You know, people in Europe spoke many languages long before this tool to learn to speak languages even came into the marketplace. But I'll tell you the other part of those commercials that drive me crazy. There's a commercial of this guy by himself talking about learning French, and then that same piece is incorporated into another commercial where different people talk about how they learned this language, they learned that language, now they can order in a restaurant. And, you know, and it may be a wonderful program. I've never seen it, never used it. You know, listen, anything you can do to help yourself learn to speak another language is a good thing. Even if you don't plan to leave the U.S., because we have enough people in the U.S. who speak other languages that you'll fall across the paths of somebody. Or like the lady in the commercial who likes to go into the French restaurant and order in French, you can always go find places where people who speak whatever language you're interested in hang out and go there. But you would think, I hope somebody from the company is actually listening, because I'd like them to go and correct the commercial that's running with this guy who talks about learning to speak French. Well, I have to preface it with a little story. When I was probably, I don't know, 12, 14, something like that, I was in Baltimore visiting relatives, and I went out with my cousin Linda, and we went to one of those kind of pharmacy places that has aisles and aisles of everything, like everything from snacks to toys to, I don't know, socks, stockings, name it. You know, it's only like a, it's almost like a mini department store, and it also has a pharmacy. Well, we went into this place, and there was a big glass box, clear glass box. In the clear glass box, there was this strange looking thing. It looked like it was made out of an Erector set. It had a motor, and attached to it was a Timex watch. And the watch would be picked up by this piece of equipment that it was attached to. and then it would come down and be dunked into a little pot of water. Then it would come out, and this thing, the piece of equipment, would swivel off to the side and lower itself, and the watch was now on like a marble slab or a, I don't know, stainless steel slab, something that, just a surface, a hard surface. And another mallet would come down and smack the watch. And then the watch would lift up, it would go back and be dunked in the water, taken out, put down on the slab, smacked with the mallet, and the little sign said, takes a licking and goes on ticking. And I'm going to tell you more about that as soon as we come out from these commercials. Don't leave me.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I was telling you about this commercial that's, you know, people are very proud that they're learning a language. And I think it is a very commendable thing to do. It'll stretch your brain cells. It'll open so many opportunities for you. And there is nothing more wonderful than traveling somewhere and you're in a foreign destination where for the most part, people aren't speaking English, and at least you can manage your way around. But let me tell you, if you don't speak the language, don't let it stop you from going anywhere, because you can always find a way to communicate, even if you're reduced to charades and drawing pictures. Or, as I mentioned earlier, there are so many gadgets out today where you can speak into a piece of equipment in your hand, say something, and it'll translate it into one of a gajillion languages that you've pre-selected that you wanted to repeat in. And then you hold the same gadget out there for the person to answer, and then you hit the button and it translates what their answer was. So things are much easier than they were, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, where you just had to rely on your ingenuity. But in this commercial, this guy is very proud. And what he's trying to say is, I speak French with confidence. Almost pronounced it in French. I speak French with confidence. Okay. So to say that, you would say, je parle, spelled P-A-R-L-E, je parle français avec confiance. Only what he says is, and he's in two different commercials, I wish the company would go clean up its act. So it's not like that Timex watch getting smacked around and it's not ticking. So what did it prove? He says, je parle français avec confiance. Je parle français avec confiance. There is no conjugation that could possibly fit that. It's either je parle, I speak, or je parle, I spoke, or je parle, A-I-S, P-A-R-L-A-I-S. Which means I used to speak French.
So you could say, je parle français avec confiance. I used to speak French with confidence. Je parle français avec confiance. I spoke French with confidence. Or je parle français avec confiance. I speak French with confidence. But you can't say je parle français avec confiance because that don't exist, kids. It's not out there. It's not a possibility. And it's not the best example of how a watch can take a licking and keep on ticking. It's not the best example of, look how well I'm doing. And that commercial is running for months and months and months and months. And it's this the same guy's little piece. There's a shorter version of just him. And there's a longer spot, commercial spot, with him and a bunch of other people. So I just offer this as they'd say in a meeting run by Robert's Rules of what? Robert's Rules of Order. Point of information, as a gift of love, anybody that's listening that has any impact on that particular bit that keeps getting played again and again, it might be a good idea if, you know, you don't even have to fix the audio. Have somebody, the video, go in, have somebody, have an editor go in and fix the audio track. It'll just put him kind of lip-synced out for a second, but at least it'll sound right when people hear it. So, but frankly, I would rather hear somebody say, je parle français avec confiance, than somebody say, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you because I don't speak that language. Give it a shot. I will tell you, French people are not crazy about hearing their language butchered. So there's a whole agency within government, l'Académie Française, that all they do is overlook the keeping the language pure, and they do everything they can to keep words like le weekend from sneaking into the language and making it franglais instead of French. But go for it. It's really worth the effort, and it's worth doing it wrong. Be prepared in order to learn a language. Be prepared to make mistakes and be corrected, because you don't learn when you're doing it right. You only learn when you make a mistake and somebody corrects you, and then you get it right. And that's how you move forward and progress. So go for it, people. I'm going to take you off to Malta in the next hour. And we are going to Malta, a destination where you don't have to know another language. Just about everybody there speaks English, because the Brits occupied the place for somewhere around 160 or 180 years. So you'll feel right at home and better than you've ever been treated at home. And we'll do that in the next hour. Stay with me. We're flying high.
I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.